You're listening to SBS News.
The Prime Minister has landed on Thursday Island, eager to hear the stories of Indigenous Australians from the Torres Strait.
It's not just a matter of Aboriginal people, it is also Torres Strait Islander people that will be recognised in our constitution if the referendum is carried, and that will have a voice.
He's calling the Indigenous voice to Parliament an outstretched hand of friendship from First Nations people to the rest of Australia.
We know that if you consult people and give them that sense of ownership over change that impacts them, you'll get greater buy-in, you'll get better results, and that's why there's such strong support.
Accompanied by Indigenous Australians Minister Linda Burney and Queensland Senator Nita Green, Mr Albanese will spend 2 days in the Torres Strait, hoping to give a voice to those that are too often unheard. Meetings with local elders, female leaders and community groups are all on the agenda, as well as a cultural lunch with young Torres Strait Islander people. It's Linda Burney's first trip to the region.
We've had a fabulous morning meeting with community groups, including the Torres Strait Regional Council, and listening and talking about the voice to Parliament.
Mr Albanese has reiterated the themes of his recent speech at the Northern Territory Garma Festival. His main message is that an Indigenous voice would help Torres Strait Islander people to advocate for action on important issues like climate change.
They are interested in that, but they also want to lift up opportunity for their people in education, in health. They want to close the gap in life expectancy. And they see a voice to Parliament as being one way in which they will be able to advocate for the sort of changes that they will have a sense of ownership over as well.
The Prime Minister's visit comes just a day after Minister Burney met with the nation's Indigenous Affairs Ministers to discuss how to best implement the Uluru Statement from the Heart. At the meeting, all state and territory ministers agreed to back the federal government's work towards enshrining an Indigenous voice in the Constitution. Minister Burney believes all states and territories are taking a proactive approach.
Everyone's at different points, which is fine, but everyone is at some point. I just detect that there is a real sense of change in this country. I think state and territory governments are absolutely fundamental to closing the gap, as well as implementation of the Uluru Statement. And that's certainly the way in which I'm approaching things.
Ministers are set to meet again at the end of the month at the Joint Council for Closing the Gap, where progress on the national agreement will be discussed. Mr Albanese has vowed that this trip to the Torres Strait will not be his last as Prime Minister, assuring community leaders that he wants to leave permanent footprints.
One of the things that we're doing is going out there and having dialogue with people. That's the importance of this stage.
It's a growing conversation across the country, and the government hopes it will give First Nations people a powerful voice. Brooke Young, SBS News.